It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, guys, let's jump into PMI. Who got the P today? The positive.
I got the P today. Yeah. If you are looking to throw a little Super Bowl party, which, by the way, is coming up this next weekend. No, you're not, Jared?
Not a chance, but
I was
going to
say,
ahead.
Usually, aren't you kind of the Super Bowl party people there?
I was
going
to say, right?
Nick Nack likes going to Super Bowl parties.
Yeah, okay. They're fun,
so you're
going to
go. You're not holding one.
No.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's good. You know what?
Tell me what we need to know, though.
If you want to make a Super Bowl party a little bit cheaper this year, you're going to have to start going pretty darn healthy, which is good because a lot of the healthy foods are actually dropping in prices right now, while the foods and drinks and beverages that are a little bit worse for you, they're going up in prices. So if you want to make it a little bit healthier, the average person is looking at spending around $140 this year for the Super Bowl party, which isn't too bad. It's only 10 cents up from last year, so not horrible. But costs that are down right now, celery is down 8% than it was last year.
Mm, and I got to tell you, every time I go to a party, that's the first thing I head for. I'm like, show me the celery platter.
Celery and dip?
Celery.
What are you talking about? I love that. Celery with some ranch and stuff.
With a chicken wing. That's the only way.
Josh, this is a Super Bowl party, buddy. I'm like heading towards the nacho cheese.
Hear me out. Well, then you're going to have an expensive Super Bowl party. Broccoli, if you want more broccoli, it's down 7%. The potato chips are down 5%. Everybody likes their frozen shrimp and cocktail sauce right there, so that's down 5%.
What?
Frozen pizza and tortilla chips are both down 4%. Hey, Jer, salsa and nacho cheese.
These numbers for me?
Yeah, salsa and nacho cheese are also down as well.
Hey, there you go.
Now, the things that are a little bit more expensive than they were last year, chicken wings, they're a little bit more expensive.
Yeah, but you know what? Those numbers go up every year, it
seems
like.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, they're up. Jer, do you want more numbers? They're up 10%.
Oh, I thought they might
be. And then also
be.
Beer and wine have shot up as well. So those things that, you know, everybody wants during a Super Bowl party, those are a little bit more expensive. But hey, if you just go to the potato chips, the celery and dip inside, that is going to be a little bit cheaper for you, Jer. So
I don't
if you
think I want to do that, buddy.
No.
Well, then, like
I want a crock pot full of little Smokies is what I want. Is little Smokies on the list?
Yeah, that's up 400%. No, those are not.
You know
what's
funny is we have two packages of little Smokies sitting in the
In
the deli drawer in the fridge, you know?
I feel like it's from New Year's or something.
I feel like it's from last Super Bowl. Do you think they're still good?
If it's in the freezer, probably.
No. It's in the fridge and in the crispa.
Well, open them up
crispa.
And smell them.
Ooh.
That's
a good test.
I feel like they could be fine.
Yeah.
Talk about gastrointestinal issues.
I mean, talk about preservatives. I mean, if anything's fine, it's going to be that because that is just
I cleaned out
chock
the,
full
I should have looked at the date yesterday because I was cleaning out the fridge, you know, because we went grocery shopping. And I was like, huh, hey, we got a little wieners in here.
Check that off the list. Uh-huh. Don't need to pick those up.
Nicole was like, yeah, well, what's in the fridge, too? Hey-o!
Oh, no.
Gosh,
she's always a joker.
Is it a joke? No, we're good. We're good.
Making jokes at your
All right,
expense,
so you're saying
huh?
to save money for your Super Bowl party, buy more veggies.
Just buy healthier, and those are actually down in price by quite a bit, almost 10%.
What were those
for these
percentages
things?
Again?
You know what? Let's go all the way back to the beginning, okay?
Woke up looking for the broccoli, though. It's an actual thing right now.
The broccoli and cauliflower.
There you
and
go.
Look, just get the dip with it, and it's great. You can get blue cheese, ranch, whatever, because it's all cheap.
Smothered
for
and
you.
Covered.
Go.
Look, man, I'm just trying to save you money, Jared.
Yeah.
Thanks,
buddy. Love it,
that's
Josh.
All. I'll spend the extra $20 to get me some fresh little Smokies.
Yeah.
High roller. There you go.
Katie, do you have the minus today?
I do, and this one's actually kind of like murder, death, kill minus, so brace yourself. But a Colorado woman, looking at you, Ashley White, she teamed up with a stranger to murder her boyfriend. This story is really crazy, actually, and she did, in fact, kill her boyfriend.
Oh, she got it?
She
killed
did.
Him?
So, and here's how
Katie.
It all worked out. Well, so you said you wanted a minus.
Katie.
I brought you a minus. So, the relationship was pretty volatile to start, obviously, here. But back in 2020, it took a really bad turn because a woman was sick of her boyfriend being upset with her about not being able to get a job. Okay, so she had a job interview on August 13th, and they were talking on the phone and stuff, and he's like, you know, I don't think you got it. I don't think you got the job. You're not good at job interviews, blah, blah, blah.
Harsh, bro.
So on that bus, she met a stranger. His name was Scott. Yeah. And she started telling him about her boyfriend and about how he was abusive. And they concocted a plan to murder her boyfriend. So she met a stranger on the bus. They went and then killed her boyfriend. They shot him.
Scott's like, I'm down.
Yeah. In Commerce City.
I love shooting people.
It is just becoming news now because she was convicted of murdering her boyfriend. But also, here's what was crazy about this is 3 years after the killing, authorities made this breakthrough in the case and found out about Scott because his girlfriend was like, no, my boyfriend just admitted to killing him.
The murder guy, the stranger that she met on the bus.
Okay. So his girlfriend was like, my boyfriend just admitted to murdering somebody. Yeah, like she turned him in. And so like this all just came about.
This is going to be a Netflix show.
It kind of seems like it. And the whole relationship, like at one point she tried to burn his cat. So it has been crazy. The entire relationship was crazy entire time.
This is why I don't date in Colorado.
I know. It's crazy, right?
This is insanity, man.
It can
get
insane. But her trial began on January 6th. And after 3 weeks of testimony, they found her guilty of conspiracy.
Like, she must have been really pissed that he said, you're not going to get this job.
Clearly. Yeah. So her sentencing is on April 4th. But it is just an insane story that's breaking.
And what are the
little pieces coming together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are the odds that she bumps into a guy on public transportation, you said?
Yeah. She was on a bus
What are the odds?
I just don't like killing.
Happens to bump into this guy, starts complaining, and he's like, rubs his hand together. He's like, I know what we can do.
Let's take care of
this. She is pretty cute, I will say that. So maybe Scott's like, hey, I could maybe fall in love with this lady too.
And here's the thing. She's 29 years old. And so she's young, like her poor boyfriend, 28, when he died. I mean, this whole story is just a bunch
like
of young
at
people.
All. I'm uncomfortable by this whole thing.
Yeah, so, yeah, her sentencing, again, April 4th. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure she's going to probably be in jail for a minute.
All because
not the rest of her life.
He said she couldn't get a job.
I was going to say, this is why you just
don't date.
You lie to your
significant
other.
I totally got that job. Yeah.
Like you always lie and just say, I think you got it. You're the best candidate for the job all day long.
Yep.
You're the best and you're pretty.
Yeah, your meatloaf tastes great. Yeah. All of it. You say all those
things. In fact, I think you're overqualified for the job. They don't deserve you.
You're too good for it.
You're too good for the job.
Please don't kill me.
Please don't hurt my cat.
Oh.
Wow, that is a minus. Thank you for that, Katie.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. I have the interesting to round out PMI today. What would make you guys feel more appreciated at work?
More money.
Yeah. Cash money?
Yeah,
more money.
That's
more money.
It. Boy, you guys are easy to please.
Well
that's never going to happen. So what else? What's your second choice?
Ooh, free lunch every day.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That'd be nice, yeah.
I think more shout outs during all staff meetings.
No.
For us.
What?
I think that would just, in front of the entire staff, that would make me feel more appreciated.
What? No.
Which, side note, how come we haven't talked about your employee of the month?
Oh my God, I'm employee of the
month. Oh my gosh. Yes, it was announced.
Forgot.
Katie
forgot.
Jeremy didn't let anybody forget.
I walked into our office today, and now there's two plaques sitting in there.
Yeah.
One of which is mine, which was
it was a little bigger.
Mine's a little bit bigger.
Mine's at home.
Oh, you got one too?
Yeah, the morning show has won employee of the month. The entire Mix Morning Show has won.
But yours is old. When did you get yours, Josh?
I got it first. I got it before you guys. I got it in 2020.
Did you really?
I got it in 2021. Yeah, that was just better than you were back then.
Oh, that was before the three of us. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but yeah,
sorry.
Katie's got one right now.
I did. I am the reigning employee of the month. And it was shocked. Like, when they called my name, I actually clapped a little. And I was like, oh my God, that's me.
Jamie!
They said my name.
Did you get any, like, sweet gifts?
Yeah, I got a $100 gift card to something.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
At some place with
very
food.
Memorable.
$100.
Yeah, that was a memorable moment for you. Really good. Well, this story's out this morning. They did an online poll, and a bunch of people sounded off and said, hey, what's the one thing that'll make you feel more appreciated at work? Number one, personal thank yous directly from your boss. Almost half of the people surveyed say, yeah, just give me a thank you. Give me a pat on the back directly. Tell me I'm doing good. I think that would be pretty beneficial.
Yeah.
All day long.
Mm.
Being able to communicate with their coworkers and boss, so just open communication, came in second. And being appreciated by their peers.
I'm just I don't know. Those things don't pay my rent, you know?
And like, I don't care what everybody thinks about
me.
Yeah, you
know? I'm not that big into the, you know, I think that like, we should just do our job as we're supposed to do it and the thank yous and stuff. Like, I don't know. I don't expect them, I guess. So
I'm trying to think if there's anybody that works here that I value their opinion.
Wow. Wow. Tell me how you really feel, Jeremy. Wow. It's a
I've been here a long time and you just kind of know that like who's going to be sticking around and who's not.
Yeah.
So it might be me. I might be
jeez.
Welcome to Jeremy in the morning.
I might be gone soon. Actually, yeah, make him feel more appreciated. Get me a new contract actually was on there at number 10.
Hey, so there we go.
We'll see if that happens.
Hey-o!
That's it, you guys. That is our positive, our minus, and something a bit interesting here at Denver's Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.